Hello everyone, I'm Zimin Ren from China. Today I'm going to talk about something about the inversion gym problem conservation of wild Lycoris springeri. I'm from Zhejiang University, and now I'm a visiting PhD student at Cornell University for 1 year study. I'm going to talk about Lycoris, which is a bulbous plant of high medicinal, ornamental, and ecological value, but limited by the propagation method. Continuous digging out of wild bulbs has already caused damage to their natural habitats, and in order to solve these problems, we established an efficient breeding system based on seeds in our research, and also we conducted further research on the bulblet formation and the development. The genus Lycoris has more than 20 species and more than 80% endemic to China. And in recent years, due to their delicate flower types and rich flower colors, Lycoris has become a very popular ground cover and cut flowers. Here are some pictures I took in China for you to get better understanding of this flower. This is Lycoris radiata. It shows that this can be used as a ground cover during the very hot summer times in Hangzhou. And this is Lycoris chinensis. Due to their good shade resistance, this can be used as an understory ground cover. And these two pictures were taken in our nursery before and after the winter frost, showing that some of the autumn sprouting phenotype can recover very quickly after the freezing damage. And one of the autumn sprouting phenotype, Lycoris aurea, has already been used as a winter ground cover in Hangzhou for their strong cold resistance. Another reason Lycoris is attracting more attention is because of their high medicinal value. For their bulbs are rich in alkaloids, lycorin, and galantamine. And the galantamine is currently the clinically preferred drug for the treatment of Alzheimer's disease. However, the mature bulbs of Lycoris is inhibited by apical dominance under natural conditions and can only produce 1 to 2 bulblets annually, and also limited by the long vegetative propagation rate and low and very long juvenile period. The bulblets will need more than 3 to 5 years to grow to new flowering bulbs. And this very long breeding period has already hindered the wild application of this species. So in order, according to the current situation, we think that promotion of regeneration efficiency is really in need. Our team has been collecting Lycoris for more than 8 years, and now we have got 12 species and more than 13,000 bulbs, which provides sufficient materials for our research. And Lycoris springeri, this one is a mostly distributed species in Zhejiang province, and this is also the species we used in our research. It has two phenotypes. One is a light demanding phenotype on sea islands, and here are the blooming and seedling seasons on the island. And also the other one is the shape-demanding phenotype understory. And our teams have been climbed up into the mountain and explore their natural habitats. On the purpose of not digging out wild bulbs, we conducted 2 ways to promote regeneration in vitro. One is using the flower organ, and the other is using the seeds. The flower organ is able to produce some colors, however, the regeneration rate was very low. And you know that it is always hard to get enough fresh flower buds. While for the seeds, through organogenal seeds, the pro-bulbs germinated from the seeds show very high regeneration rate. And also, as Lycoris has a very high seed setting rate, we have got plenty of explant materials. So we choose to conduct the following research using the seeds. The seeds were collected from their natural habitats and brought back to our lab immediately. They were stored at 4 centigrade for 1 week pre-cooling treatment before they treated to the following sterilization methods. And in the study, we tested 12 sterilization methods, from which varying in mercurial solution showed the average lowest contamination rate, and 10 minutes was the most effective one. We have got both very high germination rate and very low contamination rate in the same time. And next, compared to the previous study in Lycoris genesis, we have controlled the contamination rate effectively from more than 50% to only 6% using this method. And we have also got the high germination rate of around 84%. After we got the sterile explants, we tested 20 mediums to promote the bubblet regeneration, and this medium B6N1 showed the maximum number of regenerated bubblets, and we have got the maximum number of around 36 bubblets per explant. In order to know the origin of the bubblets, we also conducted morphological observation. And this picture A shows the basal cutting of this. It is an indispensable treatment because through the experiment, all of the uncut probobs are unable to produce any bubblets. And also we conducted histological observation. From this, we can see this was a direct organogenesis because no colors was observed during the whole process. And this is clearly advantageous meristem were observed within only 1 week, and later they give rise to the multiple shoot buds. You can see from here. The whole regeneration cycle can be divided into two main parts. One is the aspatic settling, we're using the seeds as explants, and the part two is bubblet regeneration. We use probobs regenerated from the seeds to use the thickened explants. And up to now, we have established this efficient in virtual bubblet proliferation system with up to 36 bubblets per probob obtained within 20 weeks. As no colors was observed during the whole process, which reducing the occurrence of variation, and we suggested, excuse me, this can be used as an commercial bubblet proliferation and cultivar breeding for Lycoris. Well, according to the current research, various regeneration responses were observed among different species during the in vitro culture. So we think that while this interspecies difference can also be observed without PGRs, so we conduct the following research and we find out the answer is yes. And we use the error culture, which can provide an uniform culture conditions without PGRs, and conducted a comparative study between two Lycoris species, these two species with different regeneration rate naturally, and observed their performance during the bubblet proliferation systems. And from the following research, we noticed that even without PGRs, the two Lycoris show very different regeneration rate. We can see from here, on the 45 day after the cutting treatment, they produce obvious different numbers of bubbles. And we suggested this ability to form the bubbles might be their hereditary trait. So we conducted the following research. We noticed that during the histological observation, a similar pattern of the axillary buds outgrowth from the scales was observed between the two species. Even when they have different regeneration rate, the patterns were similar. And some researchers has already compared the bubbler's plant to the model plant for their similarity of morphology. And I think this has provided us a wider background for the study on axillary buds development in bubbler's plant. And the following research, we saw that adventitious meristems formed from the abaxial side of the scales, and they gradually developed into the axillary bars. From this observation, we know the prize-sized tissues where the bubbles derived from, and then according to this, we collect the prize-sized sample tissue for our following research for the RNA-seq. And what's more interesting to know is that according to our subcellular observation, we noticed that the bubblet initiation is really a rapid reaction process because the clearly staged granule decomposition was observed within only 12 hours after the basal cutting treatment. We can see there, from here, 0 hours to 12 hours. And this helped us to focus on the very early stages on bubbler's flower research. And this part of work we have been published in Scientia 2017. Well, according to our previous work, we have got two patents. One is from the direct bubblet regeneration process based on seeds, and the other one is the burrowing method, which effectively can reduced the contamination rate within 6% for the quarries for the first time. And also for the establishment of the efficient in vitro systems, this can be used as a germplasm conservation method to protect our wild resources. And as Lacoris has naturally obvious interspecies difference of their regeneration rate, and it can be used as a bubbler's model for the study of axillary bars initiation. And now we have been working on the transcript data with their physiological and morphological changes and trying to find out something interesting about the things regulate axillary bars in the bubbler's plant. And thank you for listening. Okay, your question is what kind of the bulb flowers were used in this experiment?
No, I just mean you have a many different species.
Yeah.
For
the genus Lacoris, they have two different phenotypes. One is autumn sprouting phenotype, which they will flowering in during the summertime, and the other one is the spring sprouting phenotype. They also flower during the summertime. So we usually use the Lacoris to use as a cut flower or a ground cover during the summertime, usually from June to September. Excuse me? To increase bubbly. Sorry, I can't hear you very clearly. Can you explain your question again? I can't hear you very clearly. Sorry. Oh, okay. In virtual culture, we use you can see from here. We use two different kinds of PGRs in virtual culture. But during the aerial culture, we do not use any PGRs because we want to see their naturally performance. And during the in vitro culture, we use this 6BA and NAA to promote regeneration. And during the aerial culture, because we want to learn the molecular mechanism control the bubblet regeneration, so we choose do not use any PGRs. Just see how can they performance. Thank you.